This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The most iconic surahs when it comes to community matters, community affairs. And once again, the whole idea of community is that you find the word unity in the word community. If you spell out the word community, you find the word unity in it. So if the community has no unity, then there is no community to begin with. So this is why we cover Surah Al-Hujurat. The next ayah, we talked about in the last 2 weeks, we talked about that there are six things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us to stay away from. Three things that often happen in front of a person, which is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّنْ نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. These are three things that often happen in front of a person. The next ayah Allah says, اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ. And then He says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا جَزَاكُمْ خَيْرٌ. So وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, these three things, these often happen behind someone's back. So whether it's something happening in front of someone or behind someone's back, anything that can disrupt your connection, your relationship with your Muslim brother, with your Muslim sister, stay away from it. Now the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins the verse by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. In the surah, from the very beginning, in many of the verses, Allah began the ayah by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. In the last two ayahs, it was, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. In the beginning of the surah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ. After that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِي. So there are many, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This is the very first time in the surah Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, addressing entire mankind. Now the ulama, they say that even though Allah is addressing the entire mankind, because this, what Allah is about to mention, is relevant to the entire mankind, but still this is a very clear instruction to the Muslim community. So what is Allah saying? Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. I have created you from man and woman. And subhanAllah, right off the bat, this puts away any kind of doubts, that especially the time that we are living in, and all these different identities that are becoming relevant in our communities, and they're being pushed and promoted, that there are so many other genders besides being male or female. I remember, subhanAllah, one time someone had shared with me that they went to a website where they were scheduling an appointment and it said gender. And subhanAllah, under gender, when they clicked on the option, instead of just having male or female, there were literally 10 different options. In this day and age, 10 different options. When Allah says, min dhakarin wa untha, this puts away any kind of doubt, any kind of questions. Without a doubt, unequivocally, we stand by the idea as Muslims that there is only just two genders. There is male and there is female, and there is nothing else besides this. Now, usually when you talk about this, people call you homophobic. They will call you other names and so forth. Once again, they can believe in what they believe in. But at the same time, as Muslims, if they can be so adamant and so upfront about what they believe in, then why as Muslims should we be afraid of this? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. No matter how well known an idea may be, how mainstream the idea is becoming, we stand by the idea that there's only just two genders, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا. What is, He says, we have created you into different shu'ub. Shu'ub is, to help you understand, there is a source, a primary source. From there are many branches. That is called a shu'ub. So you have one primary source, and anything that branches out from that one primary source, that is called shu'ub. Or you have many branches, and going back to your roots, where you actually come from, is also considered as a shu'ub. So for us, what is our shu'ub? Where do we all come from? We come from Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. And if we even based on our current situation, that now there are so many different cultures and so many different families and so forth, but if we were to all go back, once again, you're talking about branches. There's so many branches of a tree. But if you actually try to go back to your root, where we all come from, we all go back to where? To Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. So this is what the word shu'u means, that there are many branches. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He tells us, Ya ayyuha an-nas, ittaqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida, wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisa'a. Wattaqullah. From these two people, from Adam alayhi salam and from Hawa alayhi salam, there's all these different branches and it's all these different groups of people. And not only that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word qaba'il. Qaba'il in Arabic is in reference to different cultures, different practices, different ethnicities, different languages, different colors. This is why Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. This in itself is a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that, imagine if we all were the same color. Imagine if the entire dunya, everyone was white, or everyone was black, or everyone was brown, or everyone spoke the same language, or ate the same food. Imagine if we only had to eat biryani, if all of us ate biryani, okay? Okay, there would be no spice in life. There would be no excitement in life. Though I may be whatever culture I may be from, but I like to go and eat the food of others. I like to mingle with people of the others. I acknowledge the beauty of other cultures and so forth. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that He has created so many shu'ub and qaba'il. Why? لِتَعَارَفُ. The ulama, they say that لِتَعَارَفُ. First of all, let me give you a quick understanding of the word لِتَعَارَفُ. Ta'aruf comes from the word urf. Arafa ya'rifu. Urf means something that is a custom within a place. But arafa means to come to learn about something, to come to know about something. One interesting thing to note is that when you talk about the word arafa or ya'rifu in the Quran, it means that you were ignorant about something, you came to learn about something, now you know about something. That is why you generally, or throughout the entire Quran, you'll never find the word arafa or ya'rifu associated with Allah. Why? Because arafa means that you were ignorant about something and now you know about something. The word alima ya'lamu means you know about something. There was never a sense of ignorance. There was never a stage or a moment of ignorance. That is why any place in the Quran you pick up, anytime the word Allah used the word arafa or ya'rifu, it is in reference to the human being. Anytime Allah uses or He talks about knowledge of Himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always uses the word alima ya'lamu. He always uses the words such as alim. Why? Because there is never a moment of ignorance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, when He uses the word لِتَعَارَفُ, that I created all these different cultures and different ethnicities so you can learn about each other. You can respect one another. And do not use this as a way to discriminate against each other. Do not use this to promote racism within your own community. And think about it, even within the community of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you had different people from different ethnicities, different backgrounds. This was the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You could come to the halaqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you have people who come from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds and so forth. This is the beauty of Islam, that it brings people together. We all come together under one banner, and that is what? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We come from different backgrounds. We come from different cultures and so forth. But all that becomes irrelevant when we come together as a community. So if a community wants to thrive, the most important thing is that they must not use these cultures and these ethnicities as a way to discriminate against each other or to push racism forward, which is something that is very common, unfortunately, within our Muslim community. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, here in Dallas, you know, we don't have these kind of issues. But you travel to many places around the United States. You travel to some other countries. I'm not going to take the name of those countries, but you'll find the Pakistani masjid, the Indian masjid, the Bengali masjid. This is what is dividing us today, wallahi. When Allah says, شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا, Allah is telling us, do not discriminate, do not divide based on race and so forth. This is something that we see happening with many churches, by the way. If you don't know, you go to many churches, you'll find one particular race in the church. And there are some churches that have become, that are not very mainstream. They are, you know, they are like the fringe. They are treated like the fringe categories of Christianity and so forth. There, that is where everyone from different ethnicities will come together. But overall, you go to many churches, okay? It is one predominant race, and this is how it is. Our masajid should be places where everyone comes. Any person who believes in Islam and they believe in Allah, they should come to the masjid. Why? وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. The masajid belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, this is a way for Allah to tell us, do not discriminate against each other. Racism should not be part of your community. Then Allah says, another important lesson after this is, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. You know, the reason why Allah mentioned this is because when Allah created shu'uban and qaba'ila, when Allah said lita'arafu, often these kind of things can create animosity and hatred against each other. Everyone will try to feel a sense of superiority, by the way. Everyone will feel a sense of superiority. This race is more superior than the other race. This color is more superior than the other color. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's putting all that to rest. If you want to talk about superiority, the one who has superiority is the one who has the most amount of taqwa. That is the standard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set the standard. So if I want to be superior, then it comes down to my taqwa. And this is why subhanAllah, you find in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were people like Bilal radiallahu anhu, who did not have anything. He was considered as a lower class in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was a slave. He converted to Islam. His freedom was purchased. He became part of the community of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And immediately, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave him an izzah. He gave him honor. He gave him dignity by giving him the position as the muadhin. And subhanAllah, when Fath Makkah took place, when the conquest of Makkah took place, at that time, all these leaders who saw Bilal as a slave, they would treat him without any mercy as a slave. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's telling Bilal, I want you to get up and make the adhan. And when they were making, when he was making the adhan, these people who were once his masters, they were feeling inside that how can this man who was a slave at one time of ours, now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given him such a dignified position. Why? Because of his taqwa. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would treat everyone in his community. So if we want to gauge who is superior, who is inferior, the only way we can know that is by taqwa. And the beauty is about taqwa, taqwa does not show on your face. Taqwa shows in your heart. You see, it's not written on our forehead who has taqwa and who's not, who does not have taqwa. It's not written on our head who's the muttaqi and who's not the muttaqi. Taqwa is in the heart. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, at-taqwa hahuna. He pointed towards the heart. So we don't know. You see, this is the key thing. We don't know who's the muttaqi and who's not the muttaqi. We don't know who's the one who wakes up for tahajjud. We don't know. We don't know who the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. None of us know about each other. That is our relationship with who? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we don't treat anyone and we don't show that we are superior compared to anyone else. Why? إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say alim? By the way, alim means the all-knower. And khabir is the one who makes everyone aware, who is the all-aware of everything. And they both are sort of synonymous with each other. So the ulama, they say that al-alim is in reference to inna Allah alim khabir. Alim is more in reference to the inward matters, the inward, what's actually inside the heart, and khabir is external matters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that when He says al-alim, Allah is telling us, I am the only one who knows who has taqwa in the heart. When Allah says atqakum, then of course the next thing is, who has a taqwa? Allah says, only I am the one who knows who has the taqwa. You understand? So that is it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, do not treat each other based on what you might know about the other person. You might know one negative thing about a person, but who knows, on the back end, this person may have made tawbah, and now he is so close to Allah. While we might be critical about that person, but this person, on the other hand, he's the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always try to treat everyone with respect. And this is the end of the ayah. So there are two important things that we learn from this ayah. Number one is that we do not discriminate against each other. There should be no racism within our community. And by the way, there's another additional point, is that we should not feel that we are superior, first of all, as Muslims. Why? Because this gift of Islam is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if I look at a non-Muslim, I look at a kafir, I should never feel that I am superior than them. Yes, there's nothing wrong to feel that alhamdulillah Allah has given me a ni'mah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not have given them a ni'mah. Do not ever look down on anyone. Why? Because who knows, that person might become a Muslim, and they may become a better Muslim than us. And here we're being judgmental about them. Just like in the case of Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu, when there was a woman at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who was about to make hijrah, of amongst the very first group and the first batch of people making hijrah to Habsha. And Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu, he passed by, and he said that, "Where are you going?" And she said that, "People like you," because at that time Umar Khattab was not a Muslim. She said that people like you have created a very hostile environment in Mecca for us to live in. We can no longer live in Mecca in peace. That is why we're going. And at that time, Umar Khattab, he says, as mentioned in some books of Sirah, he says, "May Allah be with you." This is what he said. And once again, the reason why he said that is because the Quraysh actually did believe in Allah. They just committed shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they did actually believe in Allah. So later on, when the husband came and said what happened throughout the day, she narrated the story, this small incident or the small event with Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu. And at that time he said something along the lines that perhaps the donkeys of the house of Umar Khattab will probably convert to Islam before Umar Khattab does. You see, these kind of things, he may have said something along those lines, probably not exactly that, but something along those lines. Eventually, who did Umar Khattab, you know, become? He became Amir al-Mu'mineen. And not only that, but there are many non-Muslim historians who say that the golden era of Islam was the time when Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu, he ruled as a khalifa. So we don't look down on anyone, okay? That is the key thing. We don't feel that I'm superior and they are inferior, because this also leads to takabbur too. So that is the first two lessons. And the third thing is, it always comes down to our taqwa. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said one time in a hadith, that inna rabbakum wahid, your Rabb is one. Wa inna aba'akum wahid, your father is one. Then he says, la fadla li arabiyyin ala ajamiyyin, wala li ajamiyyin ala arabiyyin. There is no superiority of an Arabi over an ajami, a non-Arab, or a non-Arab over an Arab. But he says, based on, except for your taqwa. So these are a few things that we keep in mind. And wallahi, once again, every single ayah in this surah provides some kind of lesson, some kind of reflection. But if we were to apply them, our communities will be united, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep the Muslim ummah together. May Allah subhanahu, especially in this day and age with the situation that is unfolding in Gaza, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts united. May Allah keep our communities united. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.